on, let's go, you guys. Jeez, brother. Look at it.
Dave and Darren.
Hello there.
You are listening to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. On NachoRadio.com. Yes, we're still doing the podcast. You know, the word hero gets thrown around a lot. And in our case, I think it's apt. Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello.
Hello, dear.
Hello, dear.
Quite a lot of you reaching out to us on the Nacho Radio text line to say that you're happy the show is continuing.
Sure.
Again.
Why wouldn't it?
Well, you know, the end of the world and stuff, but...
I feel fine.
Right. We've got that going for us. A lot to get to today on the show. Again, we're doing our best to minimize the talk of the pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic. If it comes up, it comes up, but we are not here to provide any information that you can use. This is going to be a half hour that is completely useless, we hope, if we're doing our job correctly.
Create your own strategery.
Right? I don't know.
It dawned on me the other day.
Yeah.
That I've been social distancing for quite some time anyway.
How many times have I said on the air and on this podcast that my biggest fantasy in life was to be under house arrest? You've all heard me say years.
Or to be stuck in a hole.
Well, no, but this is better. Being stuck in a house is better than being stuck in a hole. To be in a situation where I'm not allowed to leave the house... For me, and I feel bad because I know these bar owners are hurting, but for me, this is just fine. And I don't have anywhere to be anyway. So, you know.
That's not to say that you wouldn't not like being stuck in a hole. You wouldn't mind being stuck down in a well.
That's fine. I would be fine with
or
that.
Or a chimney.
Yeah. No, that would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas most of us would kind of freak out a little bit. You would take it as...
That'd be comforting. Yeah, no, that'd be great.
It's like the house is hugging me. I'm stuck in a chimney.
I'm not like the Dana Gould character on Seinfeld where I go in the backyard and dig holes for myself. I'm just not someone who's claustrophobic.
You could, though.
I wouldn't say I'm a claustrophile. Is that a thing? Claustrophilia? Is that a thing where you enjoy being in tight spaces?
Has to be.
Yeah, I'm not that. But I have said time and again.
I think going out and digging a hole in your yard and sitting in it is allowed.
No.
I suppose you might have to, what is it called, Julie, to make sure you're not hitting a power line or some sort of cable line or gas line or water line. But outside of that, I think you're allowed to do that.
I called Julie like a year. No. It was 2 years ago I called Julie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Julie. What?
No, and the lady was lovely. I had to call Julie because I was putting the boys' basketball hoop up.
Right.
And I called Julie, and she was a fan of the show.
Oh, yeah?
Do you remember I told you that?
Huh.
She was like, whatever happened, how come... Like, so half the call was me telling her our life history, and that we had a podcast now. And then she was like, yeah, we'll have the guys out there, you know, between 10 and noon or whatever. But, yeah, it was cool. I called Julie, and Julie ended up being somebody...
well, look at you.
Enjoyed the show.
How about you?
Did I not tell you that story?
Oh, you might have.
I do have one coronavirus story that I just simply have to share. Again, we're going out of our way to not talk about it, but this one is served up on such a tee, I cannot not do it. Boris Johnson is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
Yes, he is.
Do you know where this is going?
No, I don't.
This one's going to take a turn, because Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of the UK, is saying something...
Advocate of Brexit...
Yeah, right. He's trying to make the case with the coronavirus going on that the hero of the movie Jaws is, in fact, Mayor Larry Vaughn.
because he wanted to keep the beaches open.
Yes.
He's not trying to say that the hero is Jaws.
I'm reading here from The Guardian, which is a paper in the UK. The coronavirus has turned the UK into an outlier. The rest of the world has seemingly gone into lockdown, shutting schools and public transport in a desperate bid to quell the pandemic. But Boris Johnson has gone in a different direction. According to him, the UK is business as usual.
Keep those beaches open.
But what prompted such a policy, The Guardian writes, Is he privy to more advanced scientific knowledge than all the other countries?
No.
Is he really such a vocal proponent of herd immunity?
No.
Or is there something else going on? Perhaps to find out, we should travel back to 2006, when Boris Johnson told an audience that, quote, the real hero of Jaws is the mayor, end quote.
And Jaws.
Amity, as you know, is a word that means friendship. The mayor of Amity is the hero, he says.
If you think I'm going to slice open Boris Johnson right now and have that little boy fall out of him here on this dock, you're crazy.
Spill out onto the dock. It's a beautiful day. The beaches are open. And people are having a wonderful time. Vaughn, according to Boris Johnson, is the reason Jaws became a classic. He's the hero of the movie.
I can see him wearing that sport coat.
Boris Johnson is a confessed, self-confessed Vaughnaholic, it says. Vaughn says, Vaughn had three things going for him, the Guardian writes. The first, obviously, was his never-say-die attitude towards deadly shark attacks. The second was his incredible taste in blazers.
Hey, Chief, hope is sleeping with your wife.
Without Vaughn, the mayor of Amity,
hey, Chief,
Jaws would simply be a film about a policeman who spots a shark, imposes a stringent set of beachside social distancing rules, and then kills the shark. But Vaughn, you see, is necessary sand in the ointment.
Well, that doesn't make him the hero.
He can only see the potential economic losses caused by a beach closure and pushes on against all arguments.
Hey, Chief, the mayor is sleeping with your wife.
So, yeah, according to Boris Johnson, the real hero of that movie. Now, you think the hero of the movie is the shark.
Hey, Chief, that shark is sleeping with your wife. You ever wonder why your bed's always wet?
We do have a follow-up story. Now, they are closing the beaches, much to the dismay of Mayor Vaughn. They are going ahead and closing all the beaches down in Florida.
Florida.
But not,
although I think they're going to give them one more weekend.
But not in Bristol.
They are going ahead and shutting down the beaches there eventually. Uh-huh. We do have a follow-up to a story we shared with you on our last podcast. They finally caught that cow.
Hmm.
Pembroke Pines police saying that they found
there was a rightful owner
after several months of searching. And they were concerned because
who's the rightful owner then?
Well, they don't know.
They don't know.
Don't you usually
you don't see a lot of cows in the zoo.
Well, it says here a property owner agreed to keep the cow in an enclosed area until it could be moved, but that's not the cow's owner. They're keeping the cow
safe
on someone's property.
Yeah.
Now I don't know what happens to the cow. Don't they like tag cows or put numbers on them or something? Dairy farmers that listen to the show, help me out. Would you be able to identify...
Sheet metal people.
No.
Us know.
No, I know there's a lot of farmers that listen to the show. Help me out, because I am from the suburbs.
Remember...
they have tags on their ears, don't
remember,
they? Am I making that up?
Dairy farmers, a job that Dave could do, until he rethinks it and says, I couldn't do that
right
job.
Well...
I could be a dairy farmer in my sleep.
Listen.
Are you kidding me?
Listen.
And then it's like, wait
a minute. I'm getting desperate. No serious offer will be denied at this point in my life. I'll take what I can get.
So you're thinking...
Milkmaid? You bet I could do that job. Not a farmhand. A milkmaid.
Now remember...
That's the job I want.
Okay, don't accept a job as a wet nurse, though. Don't do that. There is a difference.
Someone was telling me as I was asking for some advice as I try and figure things out, and someone told me, whatever you do, you don't accept the first job that you get offered.
Don't know about that. That sounds to me like really bad advice.
Well, it was coming from a good place, but I was thinking like, I don't think you understand how.
Although I see that
work.
Amazon and Domino's are going to be hiring a bunch of people.
Domino's?
It looked like Domino's was going to hire 10,000 people and Amazon 100,000 people.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I understand that's only 110,000 people, but
yeah,
you only need the one job.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you want to double dip and moonlight at both places.
If you can't win, at least try to win.
I'm just trying is all.
From the good news file, my phone is operational.
No, we didn't talk about that on the show.
No.
Can we talk about that on the show? Because I got a call yesterday morning from Darren, and it's just him breathing into the phone, and I'm thinking...
You like that?
Here we go.
You like that?
Oh, here we go.
I miss you so much.
Yeah, I just get Darren.
Well, what was happening?
At first, I think it's a butt dial, and I'm screaming into the phone. Yeah.
I couldn't hear it. What had happened is I dropped my phone in the dog's water dish. Damn you, Barry Gibb! Because the very phone I have now, I have because I dropped it at a Barry Gibb concert, and mm-hmm. it bounced on the floor and landed in my beer. That one couldn't be saved, mm-hmm. but I really did. As soon as I dropped the phone in the dog dish, I was cursing Barry Gibb.
Cursing Barry Gibb for what? For, it's his fault that you dropped the
phone.
Oh my
God, Fanny, be tender with my phone.
When was this Barry Gibb show? I don't remember hearing about this.
That was...
He's the only BG left, right?
5 years ago?
BG is the only BG left,
yes,
right?
Yes, he is.
I mean, all three of his brothers are gone.
Yes, he's not. And then now he's going to be in a new sitcom on the road called BG and the Bear.
I like that. Now that I would watch that.
Well, and it could be George the Bear. Well, how about that? It's Barry Gibb and George the Bear in a semi.
Fighting
Who's not going to watch that on Saturday nights on NBC?
Fighting Sheriff
Come
Lobo?
Come on, Barry Gibb. For crying out loud, what's going on, BG?
Come on, let's go, you guys!
Yeah, let's go, BG!
BG and George the Bear in a semi.
Uh-huh.
We'll make it like...
Making their way across, you know.
Here's the gimmick. It's a self-driving semi, but they have to be on board it just in case.
Yeah.
So then just their travels across the country.
Yeah, delivering Chicago Bears merchandise and BG records. Who doesn't want it? I have both those things.
Listen. I'm telling you right now.
At one time,
I've
been in the market for Bears merchandise, and I've got a Bears T-shirt. I've got some Bee Gees records.
If I'm an executive at any of these TV concerns,
take it.
I greenlight it for a full slate of episodes.
26 episodes. Give me 2 seasons worth.
Commit to
thankful. Well, what was going on was the phone never stopped functioning. Mm-hmm. Although what had happened was I could only use the phone using the speaker.
Hmm.
But eventually it dried out, and now I can obviously just make a call with the ear, because not everyone wants to hear all my phone calls.
Here's a text here from the Deucer. It's a picture. Send a picture.
Now,
of,
the Deucer's not in China.
No,
selling fireworks, is he?
No. Looks like he's close to home. So, Deucer Good. Sends us a picture of the.
Oh yeah, sure.
The
stockpile
sausage.
Of glove box salamis,
mm-hmm.
and y'all wanted to call me crazy, didn't you?
Y'all
wanted to call me crazy.
It looks like he's just. This is a lot of beef. Summer sausage.
Oh, it's delicious.
This is. I'm not used to having this much of a selection. The picture he's showing is, I mean, from the floor to the ceiling. Mm. It's
yes.
It's delicious summer sausage.
And they keep so well too.
Deucer writes here.
You can gnaw on it if you like, but mm-hmm. Turn it into a hobo stew.
Nichols, it says.
Nichols
has taught us well how to prepare for the quarantine. Uh-huh. Even daughter of Deucer asked if we should get an extra to stash in the glove bag.
Exactly.
You know, quote, just like Darren.
Uh-huh.
So you're teaching the next generation these important lessons. Here's another one from the 815 area code. It says, thank you so much for continuing the podcast. I was getting worried. Now more than ever, we need stories about Dave's failed high school BJs.
It didn't even come close.
No,
it didn't even come close to happening.
No, I object to it.
Just went home and shook.
It wasn't a failure.
He balked on it.
I'm terrified.
Balked.
We talked about this on the last podcast. So I won't rehash the story, but I will say this because I gave it some thought afterwards. I was scared, and also. I hadn't even kissed a girl yet. Seemed to me
she wanted to kiss you.
Yeah, but that's not. It just felt like, you know, there's a step program that one must follow.
She wanted to kiss you, and it wouldn't have mattered if she'd been eating an onion pizza pie. or with lots of garlic. It wouldn't have mattered one lick.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Pun intended. You're not, sweetheart, you're not going to need a Tic Tac.
I was so frightened.
I was just so scared.
I was.
It was like Blair Witch.
Yeah.
You know what you wanted to do to me.
Let's get into the top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Sense Inspections, quality home, property, and commercial inspections. Thinking of buying or selling a home, it pays to be informed. Call John and or Becky at Sense Inspections at 563-265-5111 to book your home or commercial building inspection today, or go to the website inspectwithsense.com for more information and book online. Serving the Quad Cities, the professionals at Sense Inspections can help gauge the physical condition of any property, enabling you to make an informed purchasing decision or help you get pre-sale or for sale by owner ready. Don't let somebody else choose the house inspector. Sense Inspections offers independent, unbiased, expert home inspections and will provide you a report with constructive tips and recommendations. Again, the website is inspectwithsense.com for more information and answers to frequently asked questions. Sense Inspections takes the stress out of home and property buying and selling. Call 563-265-5111 or visit inspectwithsense.com and book your inspection today. It just makes sense. And don't forget to mention Nacho Radio. Now, the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And yes, they are still open. You can still go there from 11 till 7. They are creating takeout sandwiches and salads for you. And they also have delivery with MyTown to Go, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub. So still get your delicious sandwiches at Capriati's now, including the Impossible Cheesesteak sandwiches, soups, and salads. Salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. And when you're placing your order for delivery or takeout, make sure to mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number one.
Number one on our
top. I was just so scared.
I was. It wasn't a failed one. It was a, I was just, the proposition was shocking to me. And I was frightened, and I share that freely with you.
In the dog adoption game or the foster game, when you foster a dog, and then you end up adopting the dog, they call that a foster failure.
Oh, right, because the idea was you were supposed
to
take
care. The idea was to have someone else adopt the dog, and then you ended up doing it.
So. Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't end up doing that.
No. Giving the dog a bone.
Spring is early this year. In fact, I think this is tomorrow? Interesting. Vernal equinox, this is the earliest spring has happened in 124 years.
Weird.
Yeah. It actually already happened. It's spring.
It is spring?
Yes.
I like it too.
This is the earliest arrival of spring in America in 124 years. The vernal equinox, which is the beginning of spring in the Northern Hemisphere and the beginning of, I guess, fall in the Southern Hemisphere, right?
Football season.
That happened yesterday. We're here doing the show on Friday. Thursday was when spring actually sprung.
Huh.
This is the earliest arrival of spring in 124 years.
What about summer this year? Is that...
Summer's canceled. We're not doing summer. We're going to go right into winter.
Did you hear where people are going to start putting up Christmas lights?
We're going to talk about that a little bit later on the show. Yeah.
I tell you guys are really, you guys are all just looking to kick me in the nuts, aren't you?
It feels like that.
It feels like, I mean, I can't have anything nice.
It feels like a very specific
attack.
This
is an affront. And I know exactly what you're up to. Okay, we'll get to it later.
We'll get to it later. The astronomical table of the sun, moon, and planet said that the moment of the equinox happened last night at 10:49 our time.
Maybe that's what I felt.
That was when the Earth reached the point in its orbit where its axis isn't tilted towards the sun or away from the sun.
It's right there.
So, why is the vernal equinox coming so early? Well, you got your daylight savings time, and you've got the leap year adding an extra day to February.
See, I got you.
And despite the early arrival of astronomical spring, meteorological spring, that actually started on March 1st. Your weathermen...
Hazy March. And it was yesterday.
They start spring on the beginning of every third month.
It was proving its point yesterday, wasn't it?
The seasons, yeah.
Hazy March.
Sure was. So, I don't know, I think that's cool with everything that's going on. This is the earliest spring has ever happened in 120 years.
In like a lion?
Out like a lamb.
But was that the case this year?
Yeah, it was kind of liony.
Liony?
Not like a crazy lion.
You're lying. You're lying. You're nothing but a lion.
Number two on our top five.
I got to make sure this phone's turned down. Damn you, Barry Gibb.
Tom Brady is now a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
How about that?
There's all kinds of movement in the NFL with the free agency.
Yeah.
Explain to me why I'm not excited about Jimmy Graham being a Bear.
Because he's no good.
Okay, so that's not just me. They're making this sound like,
oh, I'd rather have Billy Graham at tight end.
Tom Brady has issued a statement on his deal with Tampa Bay.
Billy Graham superstar.
It's a three, it's it just
2-year deal, I thought.
No, he has three words on his new deal. Excited, humble, and hungry. That's it. That's all he had to say. Tom Brady signed a contract with the Buccaneers earlier today.
Sounds like someone needs a glove box salami. And the Bears end up with your Nick Foles.
Yeah, he's not any damn good either.
I can't look at Mitch Trubisky and not think of who's the character.
You think Mitch Trubisky is a doppelganger for UConn Cornelius.
He does. He looks just like him. Tell me I'm wrong.
He's got the same eyes, that's for sure.
No, he's got the same beard even.
Well, his beard is kind of scratchy and not very well thought out.
Yeah?
Yeah. So.
I tell you what, when you look in and he's got that helmet on, it's like, that guy, where's his pickaxe?
We got 40, he's 42 years old, this Tom Brady. This is a 2-year deal, and we don't know the terms of the deal. Imagine they're throwing a whole lot of money at him. Does this work out at all? This never works out, right? Like,
typically,
the fact that like Joe Montana played for the Chiefs, that's like a trivia question.
Well, except they did make it to the AFC Championship game, didn't they?
Okay.
I mean, that's some success.
Yeah. Is it? When you're Joe Montana and you have all those other Super Bowls?
I don't, you know what? We're not, this country needs more Joe Montana.
You mean?
In commercials.
Yeah, well.
You know, I mean, remember he was kind of starting to turn into quite a pitch man, playing the dummy.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't know that that's that big a stretch.
I'm not sure.
And I don't know it's that big a stretch with Mitch Trubisky. That might be the problem.
But see, that kind of dummy thing that Montana does
was funny.
But it was crucial to them winning Super Bowls. There's that story where they're doing the drive and everyone's freaking out. And he calls everybody into the huddle and he goes, look, that's
John Candy.
That's John Candy sitting
there. Now, that
was
in 88, right? What would John Candy have been working on in 88?
Oh, gosh.
Canadian bacon?
Who's Harry Crumb, maybe?
Who's Harry Crumb? That's a good guess.
I don't know.
When did... it might have been Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
Could have been.
That would have been right. Wasn't that like the very end of the 80s or like 1990?
Yeah, it was the late 80s. Yeah. Could have been. That's a good question. I don't know what Mr. Candy was working on. Let's look into that. Anyway, the rest of the guys in the huddle are like, is he serious right now? We're on the clock's running out and we're trying to win a Super Bowl. He's talking about John Candy. And then everyone just got relaxed. It ended up winning them a Super Bowl. Him saying, look, John Candy's sitting in the
stands. Yeah, we've had enough Peyton Manning in commercials. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see a little bit more of dummy Joe Montana.
You know who Mitch Trubisky reminds me of? The kid that I had to yell at when he was going through my sprinklers.
Probably was him.
Now, wait a minute. The math checks out.
I mean, because that was several years ago, and Mitch Trubisky is only like, what, 24, 25?
Sprinklers on! I know the sprinklers on! Get out of here! Sprinklers on.
Brady says, read any coverages, can you?
Brady says, if there's one thing I've learned about football, it's that nobody cares what you did last year or the year before that. Well, that's easy to say when you go to the Super Bowl every year.
Well, and that's what he always says. What's your favorite Super Bowl victory? It's the next one.
Okay. Well,
tough guy.
Yeah, but you can say that when you are, you know, the greatest quarterback of all time.
Most successful.
You think that there are better quarterbacks than him?
Well, I certainly would have taken him as a Bears fan. But, you know. Most talented, probably not. Most successful, certainly.
All right. We'll get to number three, but first, Darren has some words to share with you.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport, 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement rings starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com. You'll get updates on Facebook as well. So visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen, and their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help you find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. And if you make a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. No questions asked. At Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, and so much more than that, including their grilled Italian. Like it hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and fried onions. It's absolutely delicious. Again, they are still open, providing you with takeout sandwiches and salads. They're open right now from 11 till 7, and they also have delivery available with My Town to Go, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. You're going to enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, when you're placing that order for takeout and for delivery, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number three on the top five things podcast number three. Thank you.
Give me
five.
Number three.
Three.
Thank you, top five singers. Darren kind of mentioned this earlier on in the show. People are putting up their Christmas lights now. It's March, and people are putting up Christmas lights due to.
I can't escape it.
I saw this story last night on the news, and I said out loud, I was watching the news by myself, and they were showing all these people that are putting Christmas lights up to spread some cheer during the pandemic. And I'm sitting there in a room by myself, and I say, I know someone's not going to care for this.
I heard it, and I said, damn you, Barry Gibb. You
blame Barry Gibb for everything. The Christmas lights are going back up because people
are you
going
to do that?
No.
Okay.
No. I begrudgingly put them up for Christmas.
Took them down, didn't you?
Well, I took them down before.
I mean, I can see people maybe keeping their St. Patrick's Day lights up, but.
Mm-hmm. Sure. No, it's where the St. Pat's stuff came down, and now the Easter stuff is up. That's how
Easter.
It works.
When's Easter?
Easter is in like 3 weeks.
Okay.
It's in April.
April.
Anyway.
I might celebrate Mitch Easter.
That's not bad. Let's active.
Let's.
I like it. And also to give people in the Christmas spirit, again, it's March. Hallmark Channel, it's March 20th we do the show.
I heard about this too.
Hallmark Channel just started a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah.
They're doing wall-to-wall Christmas
movies. Their marathon, 27 of their Christmas movies in a row.
Right now, it's A Christmas Detour starring Candace Cameron Bure.
She's in any of those?
She's in all of them,
I know she's in all of those. Charlie, bring me my tuna!
The last one will be A Christmas... Now, this seems like it's not the best thought-out one to air.
Uh-huh.
They're ending with a Lacey Charbet movie.
Which is called what?
Christmas in Rome.
Mm.
Now, gee, Hallmark... Maybe not right now for that one.
Yeah.
Maybe Rome isn't something we should be celebrating Christmas. Like, yeah, pick up a paper. There's also a Christmas love story with your girl Kirsten Chenoweth.
Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned the grilled Italian.
And then there's Christmas at Dollywood with Dolly Parton.
Huh.
Now is that a movie
or is that a documentary?
I don't know. Yeah, people have now gone to social media and they're sharing pictures of them putting Christmas lights up to spread some hope and kindness during what we're going through. I don't know that...
You're just going to aggravate people.
You just put them away. I don't understand. Are we just going to leave Christmas lights up forever now?
Are the stores going to start putting Christmas stuff out?
Well...
They might. Start decorating your house.
Are we
with wreaths? Are people going to be driving around with those wreaths on the front of their grills? Are we just going to try to fool ourselves? It's Christmas?
27 Countdown to Christmas holiday films.
Yeah.
All weekend long on the Hallmark Channel. If you're so inclined. You're probably not going to do that, huh, Dare?
No.
Four.
Doesn't that eat into kind of their typical programming? What are they at this time of year on the Hallmark Channel? What is it? Some sort of spring fling? It's got to be spring fling season, right? Someone returns to their hometown and their
from their big city job.
From their big city job, and someone that they liked in high school is still there that they still pine for.
Right, but he's got a kid, but the mom died away of something tragic.
And he's got a bunch of he's got a bunch of unnecessary exotic animals in his house, and that's what keeps it's like. Well, that's I'm really kind of I kind of really like this guy, but there is no good reason for that anaconda to be in that camper.
He's cute and all, but seven ostriches?
That doesn't make any sense. He's got a grizzly bear in that tent. I can't. That monkey's going to rip my face off.
I guess that, I mean, Hallmark Channel, I would guess, just does a test pattern for 10 months out of the year. And then it's 2 months of Christmas movies. I don't know what they show normally during this time, but yeah.
I think he's kind of hot, but that guy sleeps with an orangutan. There's no room in his life for me.
I think this is more at my speed. Number four, ESPN is bringing back ESPN8, The Ocho.
Yes. Because, and what was on The Ocho?
Well, because there's no real sports.
That's okay. Just give me the classics.
The Ocho was a gimmick in the movie Dodgeball, where, you know, there were eight ESPNs. And
The Ocho.
Eight was where they just showed ridiculous sports. ESPN is now bringing this back. It'll be a full 24-hour slate of sports that you don't normally see on television.
I was just wondering if there's any chance that I could, if they're going to show this classic ESPN stuff, that I could convince some young people, probably about Swagoo's age, to bet on this stuff.
I'm going to give you what they're going to be running on ESPN 8, and I thought this was crazy. When I went and made my initial bet at the sports book,
yes,
they explained to me. Now this was months ago, but they explained to me, if you don't want to come to the book, you'll be able to place your wagers, or you can put money in,
yes,
and then place wagers on the app.
Yeah, I didn't do
you'll
that.
You'll be able to do that at your local CVS store. Huh. And at the time, I thought that's weird.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, and now the casinos are closed.
Yeah,
CVS ain't closing anytime soon.
No, they will be open.
Right. So here's some of what
they're
showing.
So you can still gamble at CVS?
Well, you can put your money into your account at CVS. And then sit on your couch and gamble on things.
So you can either gamble. I'm going to use that money to either get myself some TP and a thermometer, or I'm going to put money on the Indy 500. Is that something that's going to happen? Are they going to run the Indy 500?
I don't know.
I think, you know, if you get those guys in those cars, they're pretty self-contained.
Yeah, but you have all the people that work on the cars.
But they've always got those outfits on too.
What outfit?
The outfits, the safety outfits.
Yeah, no, I don't know about the Indy 500, Darren.
I don't think it's been called off.
No, because that's still a ways away. There's no urgent need to do it. People are asking what you can bet on. Well, you can bet on futures. You can bet on, you know,
commodities.
Oh no!
Orange juice.
Over unders for the seasons. You can bet on draft position, like you can bet on where AJ is going to go in the draft.
AJ Espinosa
there for the Hawkeyes. Gotcha. You can bet on where he's going to go in the draft if you're so inclined. That could be cool.
You can call me AJ.
I call him AJ because we're close. You can bet on where someone's going in the draft. That could be fun to bet on the draft. Mm. Because that's happening. Yes. Now, there won't be big crowds for it. It'll just be in a gym.
Which is, you know, let's go back to that 1983 model where they're just like in the banquet room at the Ramada.
Here's some of the sports that'll be on Sunday on ESPN 8, The Ocho, which is really, I think, just ESPN 2. The Johnsonville ACL Cornhole Championships. The World Axe Throwing League World Championship.
Uh-huh.
World Axe Throwing League? There is the U.S. Open Ultimate Championships. Remember Ultimate? That's that frisbee sport that it's like soccer and frisbee.
Oh, okay, yes.
We used to know a guy who was very into ultimate. That was his sport. Then there will be the Highland Games, the Putt-Putt Champions, the Ideal Electricians National Championship. That could be...
You're just watching electricians hook up some sort of power box?
How about this? The 51st National Stone Skipping Competition.
Okay.
The 2007 World Sports Stacking Championships. The 2019 World Sign Spinning Championship. There will also be the Crystal World Hamburger Eating Championship. The Johnsonville Brat Eating World Championship. There's also something called the Stupid Robot Fighting League. The 46th Annual Cherry Pit Spitting Championship. Professional Arm Wrestling Championships. The Golden Tee World Championship.
But these are all taped.
Yes. Yes. There will be the Classic Tetris World Championship. The Dodgeball Continental Cup, USA versus Canada. Then there is the Gels Marble Runs. And something that's just called Slippery Stairs College Tour. Slippery Stairs.
Brought to you by Slinky.
Do they like grease up stairs and have people climb up greased up stairs?
Is that something Diego does?
There will also...
World's best hype man.
And at the end here, the 2019 Death Diving World Championship. Death diving? Are you intrigued?
Well, if you're really good at that, you just do it once. Just like kamikaze flyers. Nailed it. Yeah, you nailed it, all right.
Number five.
Finally, number five in our top five things, Darren.
Have you been drinking?
No, I'm just slap happy from, you know, being a...
You really don't know what day it is?
I know it's Friday.
Okay.
But I only know that because I didn't bring the trash cans in today.
Oh. Well, see, whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm. Microsoft...
What are you doing this weekend?
Sitting around doing nothing. How about you?
A little of this and a little of that. Some dog walking. Might dig a hole in the backyard and sit in it.
You know. Call Julie first. Call Julie first.
She's a big fan of the show.
Let her know that you're Darren.
She bring me up?
That's all we talked about.
She mentioned me?
I think you know that's all we talked about. She's like, what's he really like? And I said, Do you want to know? Do you want to live in the world right now where you think you know who Darren Pitcher is? Or do you want to know the God's honest, horrible truth?
The thing is, the man's more of a dreamboat in person than he sounds like on the air.
He's a boat. So here's the thing. Number five.
Juggernaut.
Microsoft announcing new technology.
Who is?
Microsoft.
Mm.
And what it's going to do is, if you're on a conference call.
Yes.
A lot of us are going to be, you know, on conference calls doing kind of telecommuting at work.
You say so.
Yeah. They have trained their artificial intelligence software to get rid of background noise. So you can go ahead and eat a big bag of potato chips while you're on a conference call.
Nice.
And it will edit out the potato chip noise in real time.
Now, I know that they have that with like video conference calls where it blurs the background.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, so it basically...
I've never done a video conference
call. So if you have a video conference call, it blurs the background so no one sees what's going on.
So we have a thing on Brood where if we're, say, in a... You know, a lot of times we shoot in very loud environments.
Yeah, right.
So if we're interviewing a guy and there's a big cooler or something going off, a big giant noise...
You can't tell people to shut up.
No, so what they're able to do on Brood, which I think is fascinating... I hope you'll think so, too. By the way, new episode tomorrow night at 10:30... we go to Goose Island in Chicago. It's one of the better ones we've ever done.
Why?
Why? Because the stories are great. This kid has great stories.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's an Augie grad. I don't want to give it a whole thing away, but yeah. This kid's got quite a story. How he got to go from Augie to, you know, being one of the big stars at Goose Island.
Wow.
But at Brood, when we're recording things, let's say we're talking and there's, you know, loud noise going off. if we just were able to record a second of that noise, yeah. they can then digitally eliminate it. So it's like it never happened. So if we're talking and like a, you know, a fan goes off or something.
Someone drops some glasses.
Yeah, they just erase it. Well, glasses, I don't know about. You would have to, that would be a slightly different thing. Anyway, this new technology for their team software identifies your voice and then filters out any other sounds. So if a if your dogs are barking,
yes.
no one's going to hear the dogs. Or if you're eating a bag of potato chips, there's that as well. They call it real-time noise suppression, and they're very happy to be rolling this out.
What a world!
At a time
what a
when,
world.
When people can use it. Although I imagine it's probably going to get used most for people that are, you know, indisposed when they're on their conference call.
Doing bongs?
No, I was going to say.
Is that what you were going to say?
No, I'm...
Doing bongs?
If nature calls and you're on the phone, have you ever had that happen? And then you have to kind of wait a while because you don't want to make any noises on the phone? Like, you don't want to flush when you're on the phone with somebody, right?
Or worse.
Or considerably worse.
Or worse.
Good God.
We got a code brown here, folks. I'm sorry.
That is going
to
do it for
me. I'm going to have to pull the plug on this conference call. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. This conference call is over. Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. They are still providing takeout coffee. How about enjoying an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein? How about a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts? A great way to start the day. A matcha green tea served hot or over ice. Get your gourmet hot and iced and frozen beverages as well. How about a bag of whole bean coffee to take with you? Or loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today, and you'll have access to everything we've ever done. That includes 1,000 podcasts that you can mine at your leisure. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And they do have still their takeout sandwiches. They're open 11 till 7. Takeout and delivery, including My Town to Go, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And of course, taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. When you're placing your order for takeout or delivery, please mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub, and they'll only make you pay for the price of a small one.
I'm looking here. People are asking me what you can bet on now that there's no sports. I'm looking at futures here to win the NFC North.
To win the NFC North?
Yeah, who do you think they have favored to win the NFC
Probably
North?
Probably the Packers.
Packers are plus 140. Vikings are plus 150. Bears plus 450.
Ooh, that's not a bad bet.
That's a great bet.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Plus 450?
Yeah, because none of the teams are that good.
I don't think so. Lions are plus 850.
I'm not taking the Lions.
Who's the worst team in the NFL?
The worst team? You know,
like, should I look at like the Browns?
The Dolphins were bad last year, right?
And then they start winning
toward the end.
All right, so let's take a look at the. I'll just take a look at the AFC East. Dolphins are going off at 12-1.
Yeah.
Jets are plus 800. But yeah, Dolphins. Patriots, by the way, even. What would be the point of that?
Yeah, I don't. What?
I gave you that money at the beginning of the year. I'd like it back. Minus the percentage for you, of course.
10%. Keep it.
That vig is for you. Thank you for keeping my money safe. All right, that's going to do it for now. Until we get a chance to do it for you, stay safe, wash your hands, and hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Peace out.